But I'm good on audio, and plus I'm outside and
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
moving around. So good to talk to you finally.
Yeah. Finally, we talk online.
Yes. So I'll
Yeah.
let you direct things, and you can tell me what we're gonna talk about today.
Yes, Matt, thank you so much. Well, my connection with you, first of all, I want to tell a little thing about you. My connection with you
Okay.
was truly life-changing, and I was able to scale my business when we started working together with some promotions. And I want to ask from someone that has so much experience, you've trained over 120,000 affiliates. Probably you've seen it all. I mean,
Yep.
people come and go. You've seen people give up, but you've seen also people's success, right?
Yep, definitely.
How do you deal with common objections people have when start an online business?
Oh my goodness. I think having doubt about starting an online business is a healthy thing. And I think what, when most people come to me and they're thinking about starting an online business, they want the benefits of starting an online business. They want the freedom. And by the way, I apologize if there's any background noise. It
No,
is a
it's okay.
gore. It's an absolutely gorgeous day here, and I'm practicing what I preach, which is not being locked up in the office right now. The great thing about this is I get to work from our porch. It's like 72 degrees, Fahrenheit. It's beautiful. There's a little breeze, not too
Yeah.
hot, not too cold. I mean, just yeah, it's awesome. So, when most people come to me, they want the benefits. They want the freedom. They want the ability to earn more money. They want the ability to pick their hours. I tell people all the time, one of the great things about, my business is I'm in the middle of the day when it's quote unquote work hours. I might be working or I might be at the zoo with my family. And so they want to not have a boss. They want to make a difference in the world. They want all those benefits, but they have those doubts.
Yes.
Those doubts about whether or not they can do it, whether it'll be worth it. And so, I tell people all the time, I don't want to paint the picture of, yeah, today I get to work on my front porch. Today I get to work when I want. Today I make more money than in a year than my grandparents made in their lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's all great, but you there's no way around this. You got to work hard to get there. Like the first year or two, it's not all, cupcakes and unicorns. It's
Yes.
you've got to put in the time, you've got to put in the effort in. And so, when I first started out, yeah, I had that freedom. And so what that meant was if I went to the zoo with with my family for 3 hours in the middle of the day, I was working at 11 o'clock at night, in order to get things done. And
I do
so,
that all the time. I work late at
yeah,
night.
and it's and I don't think it's a sacrifice because to me the sacrifice is I have to work between now and by between this time and this time because that's what the company says I have to work, what my boss says I have to work, and so now I get to, I get to work if I want to work at 11 o'clock at night, I can. Last night I was up till 1:30 working because I
Sacrifice
was.
is not having time with your family.
Exactly. And so I didn't have to be up till 1:30, but I would have had to have missed family time yesterday. And so, yeah, I mean, if there's objections, here's what it ultimately comes down to. I had a guy ask me once, he said, "Are there any courses I should buy on entrepreneurial mindset?"
Yeah.
And I said, "No, because here's what it comes down to. Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have the freedom, but also the responsibility? You know, do you want to, do you want to sometimes, are you okay with sometimes having to work for like 24 hours straight because that's what it takes to get something off the ground that you want to get going? Do you want it? Like, because some people don't want that. Some people, there's a famous line from a song by a group named Tripp and Tyler. They're comedians. And they say, it's about working from home, this song. And they say, you try getting something done when you can do anything. That it's hard to work for yourself. And I don't say that to scare people away. I say that just to paint an honest picture. Do you want it? And if you want it, that's everything you need. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. Exactly. It really comes down to, do you really want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to own your own business? And if you do, like people who have those doubts, it's not our objections. If you can come up with an endless list of objections, you don't want to be an entrepreneur. That's really what it comes down to. Doubts are okay. Occasional doubts are okay. Can I do this? Am I good enough? Is this right for me? Those are healthy, you know? But if you can come up with an endless list of objections, it really just comes down to you don't want it bad enough.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you believe that affiliate marketing is going away?
You know, I had an opportunity. I'll answer that question in a roundabout way. I had an opportunity a couple months ago to hang out with Jeff Walker and Amy Porterfield and Michael Hyatt for about a week. And I remember sitting at lunch on the second day, and we were talking about email marketing, okay? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how, you know, like, is it going away? Is it changing? And he said the same thing that I say about affiliate marketing, which is, if you Google email marketing is dead, if you Google affiliate marketing is dead, you go back and look at the search results from 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, up until right now. Every year, there are hundreds of thousands of people saying that, and every single year, they are wrong. But they and it's kind say, of...
But they say all the time, now there's too much competition.
No, people are joining. Because it's like, if it's the same thing that, like, it's the same thing that, like, people go on the news, you know, and they say that, you know, this industry's dying, and sometimes it's true. Like, I do believe that in 30 to 50 years, the oil and gas industries will be dead. Yes. Or not dead, but they'll be a small percentage of what they are today, because we have new sources of energy. Mm-hmm. They said the film industry, meaning, like, you know, film that you take pictures with, was going to die because of digital pictures. No, it hasn't. It's shifted, but the industry's still around. People still print pictures and put them on their refrigerators, you know? And so, like, yes, some industries die. But here's what affiliate marketing is, and here's why it's not going to die. All affiliate marketing is, hey, here's a product or a service that I love and I think will help you, and I'd like to recommend it to you. Affiliate marketing has, yes, and affiliate marketing has been around for 10,000 years. We just didn't call it affiliate marketing. We called it referral marketing. We called it referrals. We called it telling a friend. All we did with affiliate marketing 25 years ago or so is add a technology layer to it. That's all it is. So if it's been around, something's been around for 10,000 years or 100,000 years, since 100,000. The dawn of time,
exactly.
Do we, maybe the people saying that it's dead are saying that because they're trying to sell you something that isn't really real. It's just the same as the people who go on the news and say that this industry's dying, now buy this stock. Why are they saying that? Because they want you to buy stock in their company. No, it's not dead. It's not even dying. In fact, if you look at the statistics, Forrester's, which is one of the, it's one of the leading research companies out there that, you know, that looks at statistics. Over the last 5 years, if I remember correctly, it's up something like $10 billion. The industry is, I think it's $10.2 billion. And they're projecting it. They're projecting it to double in the next 12 years, which is about the pace that most industries are doubling. Most industries, like if you look at the stock market, if you take $1,000 right now and put it in an index fund across the entire, New York Stock Exchange, it doubles roughly every, 12, 13 years. And so affiliate marketing is growing at the pace of the worldwide economy. And so if it's growing at the same pace and it's consistently grown at that pace over the last two decades, how is it dying? It's certainly not dead. And in fact, just like the best time, there's an old Chinese proverb that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. The best time to get involved in affiliate marketing was 20 years ago. The second best time is now, because it's going to grow. And yet there's still going to be people out there every year for the next 12 years that are wrong, who are going to write a post or record a podcast or post to Facebook, or 12 years from now, who knows, Facebook might not even be around. And they're going to say affiliate marketing is dying or it's dead, and they're going to be, they're just as wrong today as they're going to be 12 years from now.
I had the same doubts when I started. But I insisted. I kept on working.
Good.
And it's good. And it's only growing.
It's only exactly. Growing. And it's growing on a, and that's the thing, is not only is it growing on a macro level, so not only is it growing industry-wide, and it's growing worldwide, but it's growing for, for our students, like individuals, like you. It's growing on an individual basis. And so, not only is it growing because more people are getting involved, that's actually a good thing, by the way. I'll explain that, because you mentioned about the competition. But individuals are doubling their affiliate marketing revenue. Now, a lot, smaller people are doubling it in months, not 12 years. But, when you're first starting out, it's easy to double every couple of months even. But they're doubling it, and they're increasing it dramatically. And they're getting bigger and bigger. They're making more money from affiliate marketing. We have one of our students, a guy named Brandon Cox. His first year, he made like $300. And his next year, he grew by 100 times. He made over $30,000. He doubled that to more than $60,000 the following year. So in 2 years, he grew by 200%. And so that notion of there's too much competition, I agree that if every single person in the world was promoting the same product, it would be hard to promote that product. First of all, that's never going to happen. The biggest affiliate programs in the world have less than 0.1% of the target audience's population. It's a fraction of a percentage. But actually, the more it grows, though, the more people become used to it. It's kind of like, if you can think back, 30 years ago when the personal computer, 35 years ago, when the personal computer was kind of coming around, a company like Apple could have said, man, all this competition makes it harder to sell personal computers. But what actually happened was the more companies that came along making PCs, the more people became familiar and comfortable with the idea of owning a personal computer. And so what happened is now their neighbor owned one, their son owned one, their boss was ordering them for the office, and so they went, I'm going to buy one. And so now, you know, a company like Apple, instead of trying to sell to a very small percentage of the population and being one of only a few, you know, companies, they were selling to a much, like, they were selling a large piece of a small pie. And suddenly, yes, their percentage was smaller, but the pie was 100, 200, 1,000 times bigger. And so the more people become comfortable and familiar with affiliate marketing and affiliate promotions, the more buyers you can reach, the more companies that are going to start affiliate programs, the more commissions are going to increase, the more companies are going to be willing to spend paying their affiliates. And so, wow, it might be harder to be a top affiliate. Who cares? I would rather make, you know, it's simple math. I would rather make 2% of $1 million, that's $20,000, than 10% of $100,000, that's $10,000. And so it's the competition thing is just, it's a myth. It's a very pervasive myth, but it's a myth that, you know, needs to be busted.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Do you believe that we live in an era of self-education?
Yeah, I'll just admit it. I was not a good student in college. I was smart, you know. But I hated school. And the reason was there were only a couple of courses that I was actually that interested in. And so, like, some of the hardest courses I took in college, I was top of the class. Because if I was interested in the subject matter, I did really well. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about self-education is, like, I don't read books that I don't want to read. I don't listen mm-hmm. to podcasts that I don't want to listen to. I don't like, I love learning about marketing, but I also love learning about history. I'm listening, like, I spend roughly an hour a day either listening to history books or history podcasts or reading history books or history, you know, if I like, I love it. It doesn't, for the most part, doesn't help my profession. Although sometimes I learn some stuff. I learned an interesting lesson from reading a book about Genghis Khan the other day, you know. But for the most part, it's just fascinating to me to learn about, you know, world leaders or U.S. presidents or, you know, wars, you know, events in history. It's just, it's fascinating. But, you know, above that, when I want to learn something that's going to help me in my profession, I'm educating myself. Like, I'm choosing the books that I want to read. I'm choosing the podcasts that I want to listen to.
Are you taking online courses?
Yes. That's, you know, for me, books are a great way to get kind of a flyover of information. Mm-hmm. And think about, you know, think about like looking at Google Maps or Google Earth. Like, You look at the country of Greece, for example, where you're at, and you see where Athens is. You see where Thessalonica is. You see where, you know, Sparta, you know, is. And you see where they are, but they're a dot on the map. And that's kind of like when I think of books, or when I think of this podcast interview, it's kind of like looking at that map of Greece. And then we zoom in a little bit. We get down to, you know, where you can actually see, oh, okay, the Parthenon's, I think, yep, that's the Parthenon. Okay, that's where, oh, that's where the Olympic Stadium is. I see that. Mm. It's, you know, okay. And that's a book. It's a 200, 300 page book. That's like the, you're looking down from 10,000 feet up. Yeah. But an online course is you are down on the ground getting every detail, every bit of information, you're putting it into practice. The best online courses, you know, we have a course called No Product, No Problem, yeah, where we teach affiliate marketing, and we literally walk them through step by step. We get them to take action. We have this thing called the six-week sprint. And that six-week sprint is like every day there's an action to take to get to make your first $500, you know, in affiliate marketing.
Information and so implementation.
It's completely useless. Yeah, there's an old saying, knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power.
Action.
Applied knowledge is power. And so that's why I love courses. You know, I've been through probably a dozen online courses.
Yeah.
Every one of them, without fail, has fundamentally changed my business and changed my life. And I've taken courses in different topics. I've taken courses in like specific marketing techniques, and I've taken courses in leadership. I've taken courses in, you know, productivity, you name it. And just getting down to that street level view where you can see all the detail. It's just it's a game changer compared to, you know, to books or podcasts or whatever it may be.
I can see this is the new direction. The
self-education. Absolutely.
We are teaching one another.
Yep. I mean, that's what it is, because the thing about it is there are so many people out there who are experts in a very specific topic. And like, for instance, when I have a leadership or business, kind of general business team question, I know who to go to. I go to Michael Hyatt.
Yep.
And, you know, now it might be in the form of taking one of his courses. It might be in the form of me, in the, you know, shooting him a text message or calling him or shooting him an email, because I, you know, I happen to know him. So I go to him in the form of, you know, when it comes to marketing, I go to my marketing buddies, you know, and I ask them specific things. And so there are experts out there, like most people listening to this, they're an expert in something. And I don't know what that is. It might be gardening. Mm-hmm. It might be leadership. It might be that you're an expert in communicating with teenagers about sex. And you go, really? Like, I'm an expert in that single thing? Okay, your target market is every single parent on the face of the earth. You know? But even in smaller niches, like, oh, you're an expert at, you know, growing organic tomatoes. Well, there's hundreds of thousands of people who want to learn how to grow an organic tomato.
Do you think there are secret niches where someone can profit beyond the norm?
I don't know. I think the problem with that question when people ask that is they go out searching for a niche to make them a certain amount of money.
Right.
When the reality is that just about any niche these days, there's enough people who have internet access now that almost any niche can be massively profitable. And here's the thing. If you go out and say, well, this niche can make me $10 million and this one can only make me $2 million, hypothetically, right?
Yeah.
The problem with going after the $10 million one, if it isn't your passion and what you're a leading expert in, is you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle to create content. You're going to struggle to create products. You're going to struggle to promote yourself. You're going to struggle just to know what to say. Like, we're talking about affiliate marketing because I truly believe I'm the world's leading expert on affiliate marketing. And so there's almost no question you could ask me that I don't immediately know the answer to, because I've been doing this for 18 years. I eat, sleep, 17 years, I guess. but I eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. And so, of course, I have the answers. If you're not an expert in that niche, you don't eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff, you haven't been doing it for a long time, it's going to be tough for you to communicate that.
Yeah.
And so I would rather you go into a niche that maybe has a smaller limit. Maybe you can only make $2 million a year, but you're gonna dominate that niche, and it's going to be easy for you. You're going to love it. You're going to wake up every day, just like I do about affiliate marketing. Like I wake up every day passionate about it, like excited about it, because I love what I do. I guarantee you there are niches where I could potentially make more money, but two things would be true. One, I would hate every day. I would literally hate it.
Yeah.
And two, I probably wouldn't even make nearly as much money as I make doing what I do now because of number one, because I hate it. Because I'm struggling at it.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure.
So today is a very special day for you.
It is.
No product, no problem.
Yep.
It's just launched.
It has. We just started our work. We just started our No Product, No Problem workshop today. It's a free workshop. And so it's, yeah, I mean, it. We just kicked it off today. We have an ebook called Affiliates. Am I nervous? No. No.
Really?
No, not at all. This is fun. nervous? No.
Today's the first day.
No. There's nothing to be nervous about. I mean, am I excited? Absolutely. This is one of my favorite days of the year. But it's not nerves. It's not nerves because we can't mess this up. Like, we know this is the fourth time we've delivered this workshop. It's evolved a little bit. We've changed some things. We've improved it. But the workshop gets results. And so it's a free workshop. Yes, it leads into our course if people want to, you know, take it to the next level. But this free workshop, it's the second best affiliate marketing training on earth. The best is our course, No Product, No Problem. But I'm not nervous because I know the results that it gets. I know the impact that it's going to have. Like we've had people, I mean, just today, looking at the comments coming in from people, man, I wish I had them pulled up. I would share some of them with you, but just, I mean, people are literally posting things like, I've been trying this for 5 years. I finally get it now. A lady posted earlier and said, you know, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried and I've spent more money than I can, you know, even imagine. And it finally clicked with me today. I finally have a path. I finally have a vision for what my business, you know, can be like. I mean, it's just, it's really cool to see those. And so, this is like I said, this is Christmas Day for me. The opportunity to share, you know, again, I've been doing this for 17 years and we took 17 years worth of, knowledge and experience and some screw ups, quite frankly, all the lessons, all the failures, and we put them into this workshop. And so, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, it really is. It's kind of like Christmas. It's like, I mean, it's a year away from being 18 years, and that's how old your kids are typically when you, you know, you send them off into the world, and it's kind of that same feeling. Like I'm sending this knowledge and expertise out into the world, and I get to watch what becomes of that. Now, this is my Christmas. I mean, Christmas is my Christmas, but this is my work Christmas.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I want to wish you all the best for the new workshop.
Thank you.
I'll see you around.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.